Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us as we get into the Word of God this week. We're talking about something that is very, very important, absolutely critical for you in these last of the last days, and that is understanding that the power of God is within the Word of God. In other words, God's Word contains within itself the power to bring itself to pass, praise the Lord. We're going to talk more about that in just a few minutes. First of all, though, I want to give you a few quick announcements, and of course, that is to remind you once again about our SpeakFaith.tv project. I know I talk about it a lot, but I tell you, I'm excited about what God has in store for you and those that you may know for our own SpeakFaith.tv, and that is the Word of God taught in a powerful and uncompromising fashion. Now, you probably know, I've told you before, that back in August of 1980, God spoke to me and said, proclaim the Word of Faith, be a showcase of ministries, and train people to fulfill the Word of God. Well, that middle one there about showcasing ministries, that is an important and critical part of the vision of Word of Faith Ministries, this ministry that the Lord has blessed me with. And showcasing ministries is really what SpeakFaith.tv is all about. Dr. Jerry Savelle, praise the Lord, excellent teacher of the Word of God, came up with Brother Copeland years and years and years that they have been associated with one another. Brother Jerry is teaching the Word of God on SpeakFaith.tv. Then you've got J.B. Whitfield, Pastor J.B. Whitfield out of Clemens, North Carolina. Wonderful church there, Agape Faith Church, and his videos are also on SpeakFaith.tv. My pastor, Pastor Ed Taylor, praise the Lord, awesome ministry from Faith and Victory Church, which is the church that I am a member of, and it's just an honor and a privilege to be able to have Faith and Victory Church and Pastor Taylor on the SpeakFaith.tv channel. That's just one and a few that I've mentioned of all of the ministers that we have on SpeakFaith.tv, and I encourage you to check out what we have on that Roku channel. Now, if you're not familiar with a Roku box, it's a small black box, little box, that will go on top of your TV, or in my case, here in my living room, beside the TV, because I've got one of those big HD TVs, and it plugs in excuse me, to your TV and allows you to see this video broadcast from the internet, comes across the internet into this device and then is broadcast up on the HD TV. You can then select on-demand video from the SpeakFaith.tv channel, and we've got, like I said, so many people out there ministering the Word of God through SpeakFaith.tv. It is a blessing. So I encourage you to check that out. Also, of course, Word of Faith Radio is on SpeakFaith.tv. It's on the audio side. We have a video side. We have an audio side. The audio side, one of the channels there on SpeakFaith.tv is Word of Faith Radio. But that's not the only place you can get Word of Faith Radio. My, you can get Word of Faith Radio from the website, WFR.org. That's one. Via our micro-broadcasting facilities. There's one in Newton, one in the High Point area. You can receive it there. Also, TuneIn Radio. That's a service that's available through all kinds of means. I listen to TuneIn Radio through my smartphone. I've got one of those little Droidx, you know, smartphones. I'll listen to it there, and you can get Word of Faith Radio through TuneIn Radio. That's a service or an application, as they call it, an app on your smartphone, whether it's an iPhone type or an Android type or whatever, you can get TuneIn Radio and you can tune in Word of Faith Radio. Praise the Lord. Just so many opportunities to get the Word of God through all these venues that we have that we are helping, showcasing these ministries through both SpeakFaith.tv and Word of Faith Radio. Praise the Lord. Harold Cagle, Harold, excuse me, and his wife Peggy are doing a super job with Word of Faith Radio, and it's just a privilege to be part of the vision of what they're doing through Word of Faith Radio. I'm telling you, there's just so many good things going on in the body of Christ. See, a lot of times, I think as believers, we tend to kind of get, I don't know, down or discouraged about what's going on in the world. You know, you look at the news and you listen to what's going on with the government and all kinds of crazy things, and you think, oh man, I tell you, it's just so bad. Well, listen, there's stuff going on. There's no question about it. You need to be praying about it. You need to be believing God and interceding for those that are in authority. But I tell you, there's a lot of great things going on. There's a lot of churches that are preaching the uncompromising Word of God. There's a lot of pastors that have such a heart toward God, and they are reaching people with the uncompromising Word of Faith message. We need to center up on what's happening that's a blessing, praise the Lord. And Word of Faith Radio and Speak Faith TV, I'm telling you, they are blessings of the Lord, and they're supernaturally inspired. I know absolutely for a fact that God spoke to me supernaturally and said to get connected with Brother Harold Cagle and help him bring Word of Faith Radio to pass. That's a divine connection. I like that. My pastor introduced me to that term, divine connections, where the Lord brings one person to work with another person and things start happening. There's synergy there. That term synergy means that one strength adds to another strength, and the two together are more powerful and are stronger than they would have been separately. And the more people you get together in that synergistic method, the stronger it becomes. And that's a biblical principle, because as we come together, you know, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. See, geographical progression, you know, not geographical, what I'm, geometrical progression. I'm not math oriented, but at any rate, you see what I'm saying. It grows and grows and grows, and it becomes more powerful. And that's the key thing. That's what I wanted to get across, praise the Lord. Sometimes, you know, your terminology will trip you up, but you know what I mean, praise the Lord. Well, let's get into the Word of God. We're talking about the Word of God contains the power of God. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Luke chapter 1. Last time we talked about this, but I want to go back over it just a bit to refresh our memory. This, of course, is talking about when the angel appeared to Mary and told her that she was going to bear Jesus. And the angel told her the words of God. God's word to her. And let's go back and read what the angel said. Luke 1, verse 34. Then said Mary the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? In other words, she's saying, angel, you know, I've never known a man. I'm a virgin. How am I going to give birth to a baby? You know? And the angel answered and said unto her in verse 35, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was also called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. This is what it says in Luke 1:37. In the King James Version. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, on its surface, you hear that and you say, well, yeah, you know, of course. With God, God's God. Nothing's impossible with God. Okay, yeah, that's true. But there's more to this scripture, and we talked about this last week, but I want to refresh your memory here. There's more to this scripture, because this scripture not only makes the flat statement that with God, nothing is impossible. It's the how. It's the how does this work? How is it not? How is it possible, in other words? Why is that statement true? All of that's embedded right here in the scripture of what the angel told Mary. All right? Verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Let's actually tear into the Amplified version. Now, you know that the Amplified, the way the Amplified works is that the authors, the researchers of the Amplified version took the original language, they studied out what each word meant, they put it all together, and put it together in such a way that it brings out all the meaning, or at least more of the meaning, of all of those words that are used in the Greek or the Hebrew or Aramaic or whatever. Okay, so let's look at it from the Amplified. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Whew. Man, that is a mouthful. And that says it all right there. Let's read it again. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Now, here's the way I like to say it after studying this out and really researching it. This is the way I like to say it. The Word of God, and I'm gonna take all the negatives out, because you know sometimes if you say no Word of God, you know, is absent of the power required to cause that word to come to pass. That's kind of what it says, which is kind of from a negative viewpoint. I'm going to put it in a positive viewpoint this way. The Word of God contains within itself the power to cause itself to come to pass. That's the whole purpose of this teaching that we're talking about here today. The Word of God itself contains within it the power to cause itself to come to pass. You see, it's one thing if I make a promise to you and it's just words on paper. You know, I write you a letter and I say, I'll be there at 3:00. Well, you look at that and you think, okay, you know, Dr. Bill said he was going to be here at 3:00. Do I trust him? Is he trustworthy? Can I count on what he says, or is he's just saying things and it's really not true? Well, depending on my reputation, that's how seriously you take that note that I sent you that I'd be there at 3:00 in the example that we're using here, okay? Now, if you really believe it that I'm going to be there at 3:00, you might go and start some coffee brewing, you know? Maybe get a little finger food ready because I'm coming to visit. And when I get there, you pour me a cup of coffee and we sit down and start talking. In other words, you've made preparations based on the fact that you believe that I'm going to be there at 3:00 and we're going to talk. We're going to share and fellowship and so forth. Well, that's just an example from the natural. But let's take that example and look at God and His Word. We have God's Word. Now, I'll tell you something. I keep the Word of God in a lot of different ways. This is a tablet computer, okay? This is a Nexus 10 tablet. This has on it an application called Cadre Bible, and this tablet is what I use to read the Scripture. So it contains the Word of God, okay? Because I use it as a tool, and I read what God has said in His Word. Now, you may have a paper version, you know, instead of an electronic version. I've got several Bibles. They're all over the house here. You know, I've got lots of different Bibles. But you know what? They all have written down on their pages the Word of God. Now, if we look at that and think of it as a note that God sent us, you know, like the example that I sent you a note said I'd be there at 3:00 and we were going to sit down and have coffee together. Well, God has sent us notes in the form of the Word of God. He's written down what His plan, what His purpose, what His desire is for us. He said such things as, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. He sent us other notes in the scripture, other words, like that he is not only the Lord that healeth thee, but he'll heal all our diseases. Matter of fact, I'm just going to use that one as an example. Let's go over to Psalms 103. Oh, I love the scripture. And I'm going to go back to the King James. I've still got it in the Amplified, so I'm going to go to the King James here. And this is a psalm of David. David is writing, and he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." See, there's benefits that God has written down in his word, and David is rehearsing them and thinking about them, and he begins to reiterate them here in verse 3. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." So David says to himself, okay, soul, remember that one of the benefits that God said we had is that he forgives all of our sin, all of our iniquities. "Who healeth all thy diseases." Well, he forgives you of all of your sin. He also heals you of all your diseases. "Who redeems thy life from destruction." That's divine protection. "Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Whew. Loving Heavenly Father. "Who satisfies thy mouth with" what kind of things? Good things. There's a lot of people think that God's trying to give you bad things. And they preach that God's the one who gives you bad things. No, the Bible says, the note we have from the Father says, that he satisfies our mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. In other words, there's restorative, regenerative power that's available through the Word of God. Now, let's look at those promises. This is just a short list of some of the promises of God. And David is reminding himself. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." He's commanding his soul. His soul's his mind, will, and emotions. Soul, you remember. Soul, bless the Lord. Soul, thank the Lord. Whew, hallelujah. "And all that is within me, spirit and soul and body." Everything that's within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Woo. Father God, we bless you here today. Hallelujah. See what that does? That gets you completely involved. Spirit and soul and body involved in blessing the Lord. Then he says, now, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not." See, the soul is the seat of the mind, the will, and the emotions. And here he says, okay, mind, will, and emotions, you forget not. Now, let me ask you this. Let's just take a little aside here a moment. If he says forget not, what does that mean could happen? You could forget. You could let these things slip. And you don't want to let these things slip. You want to remember them. You want to keep them uppermost in your mind because it's critically important. So David is telling himself here, soul, forget not his, God's, benefits. What are the benefits? Forgiving your iniquities, healing your diseases, redeeming your life from destruction, crowning thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, satisfying your mouth with good things, your youth being renewed like the eagles. That's just a short list of everything God has. Now, all of that is in the note from God. Woo, hallelujah. How blessed we are. Amen. But what will cause all that to come to pass in your life? It's great that God has it written down. It's great that he's given us a note. But you remember the question that, or the statement I made earlier about how well you prepare for my arrival at 3 o'clock based on the note that I send you. Is how much you trust me to actually do what I say I'm going to do. You're not going to prepare for me to come at 3 o'clock if you got one of those notes. If you thought, he's really not going to come. You see what I'm saying? You have to trust and believe that I'm going to be there at 3 o'clock before you go put the coffee on, or you're just going to waste a whole bunch of coffee. See what I'm saying? You have to trust and you have to believe that what I'm saying in that note that I sent you about coming at 3 o'clock is true. Now, it's the same thing with God's Word. His written word, or in this case, his electronic word that I have here, when I read something like this and I see it out of his word, I've got to trust him and I've got to believe him. And when I do, I will make preparation for those things to be true in my life. Just like you make preparation to receive me as a guest in your home. Maybe you make a little coffee or you put together some finger food or whatever. In the same way, we make preparation to receive what God has promised us. You say, well, Dr. Bill, how do I do that? The number one way that you act, listen to this, brethren. The number one way that you act on your faith is speaking words. So what do? You go to a scripture like this in Psalm 103, and you say, O Lord, I will not forget your benefits. I thank you that you do forgive me of all my iniquities. You forgive me of all my iniquities. And so you confess, I am cleansed from all iniquity through Jesus Christ my Lord. His blood cleanses me from all sin. Hallelujah. See, you receive it and you confess it. Okay? He heals all my diseases. Oh, Father, I thank you that I am healed from the top of my head to the tip of my toes. I am healed. Every organ in my body functions perfectly as you designed it to function. No abnormalities, no cells that are out of place. Everything functions precisely and perfectly as you planned it and you designed for it to function. And you begin to confess that. You see, you're acting on what you believe. I believe that God healed all my sickness and disease, so now I'm confessing I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus bore my sicknesses. He carried my diseases. By his stripes I was healed. Therefore, I am the healed of the Lord. All right? You begin to confess that. Then you see the scripture that says, he redeemed my life from destruction. Father, I thank you that I am redeemed from destruction. I thank you that I have supernatural divine protection. Your Holy Spirit is a shield about me, protecting me, encapsulating me, and protecting me from those that would try to harm me, from any circumstance that might try to come my way. I am protected. My life is protected from destruction. Ooh, hallelujah. You see that? You begin to confess that. He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Father, I thank you that I am crowned with loving kindness. I am crowned with tender mercies. Ooh, you are kind to me, Father. Hallelujah. You begin to confess that. Then the scripture that says, he satisfies my mouth with good things. Father, I thank you that I have good things. I am blessed in so many ways. Physically, spiritually, healing, all these things, Father, I receive from you, and I act by speaking that I have received these good things, and they are mine. I possess them by faith, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. So you begin to operate on what you believe from what you see. Now, you've done all of that. Okay? And this is not something you do one time. Okay? You do this on a regular, consistent basis. Matter of fact, you should be doing this all the time. You say, but Dr. Bill, I'd be crazy if I did that all the time. No, you wouldn't. Praise the Lord. It's not crazy to confess the Word of God. Now, the world thinks you're crazy. No question about that. The world thinks you're a nut. But you know what? I don't mind being a healed nut. I don't mind being a blessed nut. You say, what? I'm making a point. The Word of God is true. And what did we find out earlier? Here's the point I want to make. Take you back to it. And the Word of God contains within itself the power to cause what it says to come to pass. So you might say, all right, I'm confessing I'm the healed, according to the Word of God. I'm confessing I'm blessed, according to the Word of God. All right. How do I actually attain that physically? How does it manifest? Here's how. The Word of God contains within itself the power to cause itself to come to pass. Are you seeing this? When you confess it, it contains. Ooh, hallelujah. I heard Brother Kenneth Copeland say many years ago, words are containers of power. I want you to meditate on that. Words are containers of power. So God's words contain within themselves the power of God to cause that word to come to pass. So when I confess with my mouth, I'm the healed of the Lord, what does that word have within it? The power to cause that word to come to pass. So the supernatural power of God comes into play because of the word that I'm confessing, and that word has within it the power to cause that word to come to pass, and that's how you get healed. That's the mechanism by which you are the healed of the Lord. But you've got to act on it by confessing it. You've got to believe it and trust in God and see that come to pass. Are you getting this? Oh, I want you to get this. I really do. Financial blessing. You give and it's given to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men shall give unto your bosom. You take that scripture from Luke 6:38. You put it in your mouth. Father, I thank you that men are giving to my bosom because I have given. Therefore, it's given to me again. You confess that. You have acted on it by giving. You've acted on it by confessing it. Now that word contains within it the power to cause that to come to pass in your life. And people start blessing you financially. Woo, hallelujah. Are you getting this? I trust you are. Well, I tell you what, man, I don't know where the time goes, but we're out of time. We're going to have to pick this up again a little bit later. I thought we were going to get this study finished today, but we're just getting into it. There's just so much here. I want you to write me at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213 5213 High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. Of course, you can always write me at my email address, and that is drbill, drbill, at wofm.org. You can always avail yourself of our website, wofm.org. That is a powerful resource for you. Go there and get into the Word of God through our website and tell your friends about that website as well, wofm.org. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.